I always say, like, imagine we recharged our bodies as much as we recharged our iPhones. How much more shit would you get done in a day?
So much more.
Yes.
Hello, gorgeous. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Jessica Harlow Podcast. In case you're new here, I'm your host, Jessica Harlow. I'm probably best known for being a content creator in mainly the beauty and self-help space. Besides this podcast, you can also find me on Instagram at Jessica Harlow, my YouTube channel, Miss Jessica Harlow, where I've got so many years worth of mainly beauty tutorials, some motivational stuff here and there. There's so much more new content that's coming up very, very soon. I asked you guys on Instagram what you wanted to see more of, and a lot of you said that you want to see me do more YouTube videos, not just makeup, but also motivational and spiritual type content. You told me you're loving the podcast, but you also want to see me. So you asked, I'm delivering. I just feel like my perspective has changed so much, my point of view, especially my tastes. They've really changed a lot over the years. I mean, I started making videos on YouTube when I was 19. I'm 29 now. I feel like I kind of grew up on YouTube in a way. So it's just, I'm coming at it with a fresh perspective that I think you guys are going to really, really like and enjoy, especially if you're into my content now, because I feel like my content now is very different from what it used to be. So I think that you're in for a treat over the next few weeks as I start rolling more stuff out. Things are changing around here, okay? We're doing stuff. What else? Oh, speaking of perspective, I also released an ebook the other week called Rewrite Your Life, where I talk about basically the power of your mind, okay? I talk about the power of changing your internal dialogue and the story that you're telling yourself every single day, and how to actually do it, how to actually change the way you think about yourself, your confidence, the thoughts that are unproductive, that are probably on autopilot, and so much more. Not to be dramatic, but these are the things that I did and have continued doing that have not only gotten me out of years worth of depression, but also keep me getting better and better overall as time goes by. So I share how I did it. It's very practical, though. It does get a little bit spiritual at points. There is kind of a manifestation aspect to it, but it's techniques that are really, really easy, really simple. Anyone can use them right away and start getting results from it. The stuff that you'll discover about yourself will probably blow your mind, because it does for me to this day. The point of that is to figure out exactly what needs to change, where you're holding yourself back that you might not be aware of, and most importantly, how to finally create a life that feels good to you, and to get really, really clear about exactly what it is that you want, because sometimes we think we want one thing and that's not exactly what we're going for. Like, it just seems like we want that thing, but it could be something totally different. So it's really important to get super, super clear, so that way you don't waste time going after things that don't really move you, don't inspire you, and aren't really like at the true core of exactly what you want to have and be and do in your life. So if any of this sounds interesting and appealing to you, you can get your copy of Rewrite Your Life by going to jessicaharlow.com/book. And it's a digital book, so it'll be emailed to your inbox and you can dive in pretty much right away. So all of that said, I'm really excited for this week's episode because I have a very special guest on. I've got Amberlee Lyons, aka Chakra Girl, aka your spiritual BFF. She is, first of all, she is a total babe. I think she's so fucking pretty. But she is a total boss. She has a podcast, Chakra Girl Radio, which I was on a few weeks ago. I'll put a link in the show notes so that you can check that out, as well as everywhere else that you can find Amber, because she's definitely somebody worth following. She is a spiritual business coach. So she makes a living and a half, honey, from coaching entrepreneurs to create success in their businesses through clearing, balancing, and magnetizing their chakra energy, and so much more. So she's all about how you can use spirituality to create a business and life that you love. Obviously, you can tell by her username, Chakra Girl, that she's all about the chakras. I'm going to be very, very honest with you guys. For years, I never really understood the chakras. Like, I didn't take them seriously. Until maybe like 6 months ago, I started to feel some kind of like blockage. I'd go into more about it in the interview, and she shares her story. It's all very, very interesting. And I think you might be surprised that you'll relate to it, even if you're somebody who's like, I don't fucking understand chakras. Like, what's that? Trust me, like, After all of this, I am convinced that chakras are a thing. Like, they are real and they need to be balanced. It's not complicated. It's not hard. And Amber really explains everything about it. She breaks it down really simple, really easy. It's super easy to understand. I mean, I've heard other people talk about chakras and I think like in the past, and I think that's why I was kind of like, what the fuck are they talking about? But when Amber talks about it, I'm like, totally get it. So in this episode, she's going to share her story, how she got into spirituality, what we need to know, and some amazing tips for what to do when you're feeling overwhelmed, unproductive, when you feel like you don't have enough time or enough energy to do the things that you want to do, because that's a huge thing, right? I feel like that's what so many people struggle with. So let's get into it, shall we? Here we go. Hi, Amber.
Hello. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Thank you so much for doing this with me. Of course, like the typical question for those who may not know who you are, the few people who may not know who you are in my podcast, tell them a little bit about yourself. As if, let's say you met someone at a bar and they're like, what do you do for a living?
First, I would say, buy me a drink. And yeah. Then I will have a vodka soda. So basically I like to say that I'm everyone's spiritual BFF. I have a platform called Chakra Girl Co. And I'm just there to inspire people to tap into their chakra energy. And I make it fun and chic and like approachable. So I work with female entrepreneurs and I help them kind of tap into that energy to just like expand their businesses and step into more influence. And we just have these chakra superpowers that are inside us and I just help people unlock them. Long story.
So you would tell someone that at a bar.
Oh yeah, I go into it. I've like given people Reiki at a bar.
I love it.
Like a non-believer and I was like, okay, feel this. And he was like, oh my God. He's like, I could totally feel it. And I was like, there you go.
That's crazy. Okay. So how did you even get into all of this? Like, was there a specific event that happened in your life? Cause I feel like that's what's common for a lot of people who get into spirituality.
I wouldn't say it was like a certain event, but it was definitely a certain culmination of being just like a hot mess in my 20s and just like going out all the time, dating all the wrong guys.
You're not in your 20s?
I'm 31.
Stop. You look so young.
Thank you.
You look great. It's all that chakra energy.
It is. I swear to you, it is. I'm actually going to be 32 in like a few weeks. Oh my God. So yeah.
Yeah. So your 20s.
Yeah, those were darker days. So I was like going out all the time and I was in fashion school. So that has it had its own, you know, energetic sucks, you know,
yeah. to
it. It was just not a good time. And I had like put on some weight and my friends were like, do hot yoga. Like you can lose 5 pounds in a week. And I was like, okay. So I started going there and I realized it was so much more than just losing weight. I realized it was really hard for me to be alone with my thoughts. And that just kind of led me on a path of, you know, trying to fix that and trying to feel better. And I realized, okay, I definitely have anxiety. I've definitely like had depression on and off. Mm-hmm. And I never knew about that stuff before. So I was just kind of, you know, really discovering what I had created in my life was not what I wanted. So I was in, I decided I wanted to try meditation and I was in this meditation class. Actually, what happened was I was like late for yoga one day and they don't let you in if you're late. So they were like, well, we have a meditation class starting in like 15 minutes if you want to do that. And I was like, oh God, okay. And so I did that and I kept like opening my eyes and like looking around at everyone else in the class to see if they were as like freaked out as I was. Cause for whatever reason, I could not sit still. And I had this like lump of energy in my throat. So I was swallowing like every 5 seconds. I was like, what is happening? Why is my throat like convulsing right now? And the teacher was like, you know, I asked her after class and she was like, yeah, that's probably something to do with your throat chakra. And I had no idea what that meant.
Oh, it's your throat chakra. It's like, yeah. Oh, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like,
what?
Duh.
So I went home and just started like deep diving it. I read that crystals can help unblock your chakras. So I bought an aquamarine crystal. I slept with it on my neck every day for 2 weeks and it was gone. It was like I was a new person. And the thing with the throat chakra is that once you unblock your throat chakra, you start really speaking your truth and being more assertive and like living from like your actual like true self.
So was there like a moment where you kind of really noticed that you were doing that? Like was there,
it was almost like this insane force towards me starting my own business. Like it was like all of a sudden I knew that that was what I had to do and that I had to share this message with people. It was like, okay, you are, you know, for me, I found like when I was trying to find this information, I couldn't find anyone that was cool, that I resonated with, that was teaching stuff. And I really felt like it was my truth and my intention and my purpose to put it out there in like a really fun way. And it didn't happen overnight. There were a lot of other chakras to balance first. But yeah, I kind of just started on that journey right away. And the most like ironic things would happen to me. Like the universe kept like slapping me in the face with it. Like I had this total jerk boss and we were looking for a new office space. We were going to like share an office space with someone. He's like, you have to, he had a DUI. So he lost his license. So I had to like drive him around.
Oh my God.
He was like, we have to go like look at this office space and we're going to like share an office with this girl. And I was like, okay. And the girl that we met was someone who I like idolized and I had no idea that we were meeting her. And she's someone who had like a jewelry line that used crystals and gemstones. So it was more like malas, which wasn't really what I wanted to do. I wanted to do.
And this was totally like coincidental.
Totally coincidental. And I was like, what the hell? And my boss was being such a dick to me in front of her, basically treating me like I was like his assistant, even though I wasn't, like being like, oh, can you book these flights for me? I'm like, I've never booked a flight for you in our entire career. So why, like, why are you saying this in front of this girl? And I was like,
putting on a show.
Yeah, exactly. And the universe
and didn't even let you know about it.
Exactly.
Didn't let you know what role he was planning on. You know, let's just slap her in the face with this.
Yeah, exactly. So it was just the universe telling me, like, listen, you can do better. Like, do better. You are not meant to be like in this scenario. There's more in there for you. So yeah, I mean, that was the first business that I started was a chakra jewelry line. And then I just realized so many people were coming to me and being like, how did you unblock your chakras to start a business? How did you, you know, overcome the anxiety to start your business? How did you find the idea to start your business? And how did your chakras play into that? And so that was kind of the content that I was really putting out there because that's what most people were asking was about business. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to just make that into a business where I'm helping people, entrepreneurs with balancing their chakras to launch or up-level their business. So that's what I did. And it really caught like wildfire. And I think when you're aligned and when your chakras are aligned and you're doing something that is so truthfully your purpose, then it just works. Like it's just aligned. Yeah.
Yeah, I've always found that. I always found that anything I have to really work too hard at trying to like figure out, like if it becomes too much of like I'm pushing too much,
forced, yeah.
It's like I'm either doing too much or this isn't for me. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So 100%. That's really interesting. I like how you were focusing, like taking spirituality, mixing it in with business. And I think that's probably what people were finding really, you know, again, interesting. And like you were definitely offering something different.
Totally. And what I found when I was launching my business was that to launch a business, it actually requires you to tap into each chakra one by one in the actual sequence of the chakras. So as you go through the sequence of the steps of starting business,
when you say tapping into your chakras, what do you mean by that?
So the chakras are kind of like these core energy centers in our body and they're meant to be flowing. Like when we're born, they are flowing and they are, you know, circulating together. And when they're circulating together, that's when they're aligned. And when we're really like on kind of just like in flow on our path, but obviously conditioning and the media and, you know, traditional school system and all those things.
Just so many things.
Yeah. They all create the blocks. So we're all blocked, but the superpowers are in there and every chakra has its own superpowers and its own like things that it specially, you know, can create for you in your life. So we just have to like work through the fog and the blocks and like activate the energy that's in there, because it's there. Everyone has it in there. Like everything that you want to do, like you have the energy to do it.
No, it's so true. Because I remember myself, like a few months ago, like I had really felt like a lump of like literally energy, because it was like it wasn't painful. It was just like I felt blocked. Yeah. Right in like my chest. Like I felt like that was my heart chakra. And like, I knew I had to like do something to like take myself out of a situation and just kind of like get it together. And it was so funny, 'cause like once I did that, I felt just relieved and so much better. So, it sounds so far out there, I guess, to people who aren't very spiritual, but I think everybody's kind of experienced some like inexplicable kind of like heaviness. Like in different parts of their body.
Totally. Yeah. And like, I think everyone can kind of agree to an extent that everything is energy. So the people that you have in your life are a result of
vibes. Your
energy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The opportunities that manifest in your life are a result of your energy. So our chakras are actually the receptors and the transmitters of energy. So the frequency that you're transmitting, so that the vibration that is coming off of you through the way you talk, the way you act, and just your body language and the, and like literally the waves of energy.
Too.
Yeah. 100%. Totally. So that is what activates. So that's the transmission. And then the reception. So the receiving is a complete mirror of that. So whatever frequency you are transmitting at results in, you know, how high vibe are the things that you're attracting. Mm-hmm. And like when you hear things like that, like, oh, high vibe, like that's what it means. Like good things vibrate at a high frequency, shitty things vibrate at a low frequency. So the more often your chakras can be transmitting at that high frequency, the more you're going to receive good things in your
life. It's kind of like when you're, the better you're feeling, the better the energy is in the room, you kind of feel lighter, you kind of feel more energized, and the lower stuff is you tend to feel like just kind of curling up in a ball and just giving up. You know what I mean?
Totally. We've all had those days where like you step in dog shit and then you bang your head.
Oh, 100%. Of course.
You get broken up with. And you know, it's like we've all had those days, and it's like it's literally how you react to the things in the moment. Like you need to be able to like change your bounce back time when something shitty happens.
Yeah.
To
it
like
takes commitment.
Totally. It's like an everyday, every moment practice.
Sure. Because I mean, there's so many variables, you know?
Yeah.
So, okay. So let's say someone's listening to this and they're like, I kind of relate to that. I kind of feel like, let's say, like you said, like a kind of like a lump in your throat. Not how I was saying like a kind of ball in my chest, you know, let's say that resonates with someone. What would you suggest that they do first? Like, where should they start?
So the easiest thing to do, and even if you're like, I know I feel blocked and I don't even know where I can feel it, because we're so disconnected from our bodies sometimes that we can't even feel where it's coming from. So the first thing is to just really like, just kind of like sit in silence, take a deep breath, and you'll actually feel in your body where it feels stuck. Like some people will feel like a pain in the chest or like a block in the throat, like your breath can't even go past your throat. Some people will feel like a pain in the abdomen, whatever it is, that is usually the chakra that is causing the block. So, so that's where you would start. But typically what I suggest to people is to kind of, I hate when people say mind, body, soul, but I'm doing it, to really target it from like a mind, body, soul, and energy.
Well, it is what it is.
Yeah, I know it is what it is. So for your mind, like any kind of like journaling. So if you know, like your heart chakra is feeling blocked, you can journal on, you know, three ways that I love myself or three ways that I love other people, because you're just like bringing out that energy and like raising up that vibration.
Yeah. So bringing up the love energy.
Totally. Exactly. And then so that's for the mind. For the body, just start, you know, stretch your chest, breathe into that area, you know, really imagine if you're feeling tightness or a block, just literally imagine that with every breath that you send to that place, that it's creating space and like sending light to the block and unclogging it. For the soul meditation. So you can Google heart chakra meditation. There's so many out there. Something like that. And then for the energy, the best way to raise your energetic vibration is to subconsciously put yourself in like your ideal highest self state. So what does that not blocked heart chakra version of you look like? And how can you see that so clearly in your vision that you start to feel it, that you start to change your vibration? So your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's not. That's why hypnosis works. So if you can train that subconscious to vibrate at that frequency as if it is already that version of you that exists today on Earth, then you're literally calling that in and you know, calling towards the path to get there.
Yeah, I feel like the questions that you ask yourself, that's kind of where you can help direct your mind, you know, to where you want it to go. So like you said, I really like that you said to subconsciously like think of what your higher self looks like, but also what it feels like, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like how would you feel if you were that right now? Like if this was actually okay.
How would your facial expression be different? How would your home look different? How would your clothes look different? And how can you be her today? So if my highest self version like wears a full face of makeup and looks bomb and like steps out there like a boss, then I'm going to dress like that. If my highest self version, you know, has like this like really like strong posture, then I'm going to stand like that. So what are the tiny shifts that you can do, you know, after you step out of that vision or step out of that meditation to actually be that person? And I know a lot of people like say you're trying to call in more money and people are like, well, how can I pretend I have money if like it's not there? It's like, well, what does the richest version of you do? Does she have organized cupboards? Does she wear red lipstick? Does she, you know, buy the tomatoes that cost 30 cents more? Like what are the tiny things you can do that don't actually require you to have that money in hand? And once you start vibrating like that person, you start to attract the money.
Yeah. And also like, I love what you were saying about like the organized cupboards and things like that. Like that's stuff that I also do. So I try to find the way of like the physical and then the mental and kind of, I feel like you have to get it from all the angles, but cause I also crystals, I love crystals cause they're pretty, but now you've got me really thinking. Cause now you're telling me about, you know, your throat chakra. And what was that crystal that you said that you had on your throat?
That was an aquamarine crystal.
An aquamarine. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to be shopping. So the aquamarine, and then, so what would you recommend, let's say, for someone's heart chakra?
Definitely rose quartz. Well, okay. So here's the thing with the heart chakra. So the heart chakra is about duality and about balance. So it actually is the only chakra that has two colors associated to it. So it has pink and green. So green calcite is also really good. So for me, I find that when I use green calcite, I'm really like attracting more of like a really amazing, like loving, supported masculine energy into my life.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah. So if you want to get that man, green calcite. For rose quartz, it's more of a healing and nurturing and self-loving.
Self-love,
so you kind of have to start there. You have to self-love first and then get the
100%.
But yeah, those are two really good ones. But essentially with crystals, the colors of the chakras are the colors of the rainbow. So red, orange, yellow, green, whatever, you know, it goes up the order. And starting with the root chakra. So it's really easy to pick a crystal for that chakra because it's really any crystal that's the color of that chakra. There's some that are like kind of wild cards that can be used for all chakras that are like the clear colored ones or whatever. That's kind of like a good rule of thumb. But when it comes to crystals, just step into a crystal store and see what you feel drawn to. Like go in with a totally open mind. And the one that you're obsessed with is probably the one that you need the most. And then you just like Google the meaning of it and be like, oh my God, that's exactly what I needed. that's always what happens. So that's a good place to start too.
Moving a little bit outside of the chakra realm, because I think we've given everybody a lot of information on that right now, which is really, honestly, I feel like I've learned a lot.
Good.
Like I'm going to be doing research of my own after this.
Yes.
But okay, like let's say, what about when you feel like you're overwhelmed and unfocused? What do you do besides going for your chakras and your crystals? Like what are some other helpful things that you would recommend?
Yeah. So overwhelmed and unfocused. So I will say that is solar plexus. But it's okay. All about self-care. So if you're not recharging your batteries, then you're not going to be able to perform and you're not going to have willpower. You're not going to have compassion for yourself and you're not going to like make that shit happen. I don't believe in like discipline and willpower and rules and all that kind of stuff. The way I like to look at it is self-compassion. So how can you show yourself compassion for where you're at? Because if you're sitting there being like, I'm so lazy. Why can't I get my shit together? What's wrong with me? You're sucking up your life force. Like that is draining your energy more than anything. I always say inaction actually sucks your energy more than taking the action. So not doing the work.
Ooh, I like that.
Takes more energy than doing the work because you're sitting there getting mad at yourself and it's still swirling around in your head thinking of all the things that you have to do. So first step, be kind to yourself. Second step, break it into small chunks. I like to do the 2-minute rule. If there's something that I'm like dreading doing, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it for 2 minutes and then I'm going to stop. But once you start, you end up just doing it anyways. Mm-hmm. Whether it's like cleaning the kitchen or like writing that blog post or whatever it is, just do 2 minutes and then see how you feel. Everyone has 2 minutes.
Yes. Oh, I love this.
Yeah. And that's the thing too. It's like when people say, I don't have time, it's not that you don't have time. It's that you don't have the energy. So I could go into a whole thing about time. I don't believe in time. I mean, honestly, it's like solar plexus. You got to recharge. There's even this little meditation that I'll do where I'll just kind of like sit there and I'll close my eyes and I'll imagine that I have like an extension cord coming out from my solar plexus, which is right below your rib cage. And I'll literally pretend I'm plugging it into like the universe and I'll visualize like this energy just like filling me back up. And like I always say, like, imagine we recharged our bodies as much as we recharged our iPhones. You know, how much more shit would you get done in a day?
So much more.
Yes.
So meditation, speaking of, because I mean, there's so many different kinds of meditation. There's some that it's like, you know, people want to clear their minds completely. Then there's mantra based. And then you describe this, which is more kind of like visualization, I would sort of say.
Yeah.
So like, is that what you do or do you kind of mix it up?
I mix it up. I mean, sometimes it's trying to clear my mind and see if anything comes through in terms of guidance. Like I'll ask a question or, you know, and it takes a clear mind. You can't change your thoughts with your thoughts. So like you can't come up with an idea by thinking about it. You come up with the idea through having the clear mind and the idea coming through.
Giving it the space.
Totally. So I'll do that sometimes. But yeah, I would say the majority of what I do is visualization because it's literally shifting your energy.
Do you do this like every morning? Do you do this every day, multiple times a day?
I don't want people to think there's all these rules about it. Obviously,
I just love that it's not very structured.
Yeah. And I change my practice up every few months too, whenever I feel I need to. But yeah, I mean, even just start with 2 minutes in the morning or 5 minutes in the morning and, you know, see what you want to do from there. There's so many great apps out there. There's so many good guided meditations.
Which ones do you like?
So there's an app called Stop, Breathe, and Think.
Ooh.
And it's like, it's kind of cool because you log in and it'll ask you like your top 5 emotions of the day. And it's got like a huge like list of emotions and it'll give you a meditation based on that, which is really cool. And they're shorter. Like I think they range from like 3 to 11 minutes or something like that. I have some really great chakra meditations too. Cause obviously I've done them all. Like I've done all the meditations out there. Like I've gone to classes, I've gone to seminars, I've like found some online and I kind of just took the pieces of what I liked plus things that I just came up with in my own mind, and created them, you know, from there. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, there's no rules, but like giving yourself that time and space for ideas to come in and for clarity to come in and to change your energy every single day. Like if you like, we're powerful people. Like if you just put in a little bit of time every day, you'll be shocked at how much your life can change. And I think these days we're kind of looking for that little blue pill, but it's not about that. Like it's about a little bit every day and it gets better and better and better. And you will see the shifts quickly.
And you get better at it too.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about manifesting.
Okay,
so what's one of the most helpful things that you found like for manifesting? Like what is the one tip that you feel has made the biggest difference for you?
Yeah. So I actually have like a 7-step manifesting process.
Oh, well, so I guess your one tip is 7 steps.
Yeah, I have 7. But it actually goes through every chakra. So root chakra is about getting grounded and clear about what you actually want. Step 2 is visualizing it and feeling it and feeling into the energy and the emotion of it. Mm-hmm. Step 3 is this a yes or a no? Because sometimes we think we want what we don't want. The next step is the heart chakra, which is co-creation. So this is what I'm willing to do, the action I'm willing to take to get this thing. Because I think a lot of us think we can just sit there and think about it and then it comes. Like, hell no, you got to do some work.
It's nice when that does happen, because it does happen, but it's not always.
No. And then you start talking about it and start like being mindful of any fears that come up about it. Like if you're like, oh, I want to have this job. And then you're like, oh, but I don't think I'm good enough for it. Then you're actually like, and you have that subconscious thought and you're not paying attention to that thought, then you're not going to manifest the thing. So just being real with the fears and then asking the universe, what should I do first? And then taking the action. So those are the 7 steps.
So when you say action, because what I hear a lot is inspired action.
Exactly.
More so than, again, like the kind of controlling, like I'm going to do this and get this result, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So that the step, yeah. They can tell the difference between that.
Totally. So when you go through all of those steps, the step before taking action is ask the universe, what should I do? Like, what do I do next? And then that's that guidance that comes to you. So that's, you know, once you've cleared your mind, you've gone through all those steps and you've overcame the fears and you've said yes to yourself and all of those things. That's how the action becomes inspired, because you didn't just think, okay, I want to do this and I'm going to go do it. You like took the time to feel into it. And that's how you get that guidance to make it, you know,
kind of like tune into it.
Exactly.
When someone tells you, if there's one book that you can really recommend, what would it be?
So it's called The Big Leap and it's by Gay Hendricks. Have you heard of it?
No.
Okay. I'm writing it down. Really cool. Talks about how we put these like upper limits on how happy we think we're allowed to be. And then once we get too happy, we sabotage ourselves. Yeah. And it talks about like the 4 fundamental fears that we all carry around with us that hold us back and that we never look at, and we kind of like push them down and make excuses for. So it will be uncomfortable and it'll make you like get real with yourself, but that's what it's all about.
That's fabulous. Mm-hmm. So where can people find you?
The best place is my podcast. So check out Chakra Girl Radio. I'm talking about all of the wellness things, all the spiritual things, all the chakra things. I'm on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. And then you can find me on Instagram at Chakra Girl Co. And those are the best ways. DM me, slide into my DMs, always there to chat.
This was such a great interview.
Yay.
Thank you so much for doing this. I feel like I learned so much.
I'm so glad. Thank you so much for having me.
So that's all for this week's episode. Wasn't that such a good interview? Especially Amber's 2-minute rule for when you're overwhelmed. I find that to be golden. I've been doing it for a while now because I actually recorded this episode, to be honest, like a couple of months ago. And I've been doing it and it's really helped me to beat procrastination in a way that nothing else has. And it's something that's so like stupidly simple. Yeah, it's that fucking easy. Like I've got post-it notes that are up on my desk that say 2-minute rule to remind me whenever I'm like kind of dragging my feet about something or I've been putting something off. It's just about really getting started. And to just do 2 minutes worth seems like nothing. It creates momentum. I'm not joking. It's just a trick that really, really works. And I highly recommend it. If you try it, let me know. In the meantime, I will have links in the show notes to everywhere that you can find Amber so that you can start following her too. And we can all have balanced chakras, better businesses, and just be fucking fabulous. Sounds good, right? So if you like this episode, please go ahead and leave a rating and a review on iTunes. It really helps the show to grow so that I can get even more fabulous guests on this show so you guys can have a little bit more variety, spice things up a little bit. If you do leave a rating and a review, please screenshot it and send it to me at hellogorgeous@jessicaharla.com. And in return, I'll be sending you my hair care tips and secrets for free, plus the very first chapter of my book, Rewrite Your Life, so that you can get a little taste of it. As always, I love you all so, so much, and I look forward to talking to you again next Thursday.